If you had to connect the union of Mashiach to one midah of a person, that midah would be bittul. It says about Mashiach, he's a oni v'roichev al hachamor. He's a poor man riding on a donkey. Why is he called the oni? What's poor about him? It's not poor begashmius, but he's machshiv atzmoi ka'oni. He has such bittul that he's like a oni. And he has such complete bittul to the Eibishter, like it's brought down in the Yoim Yoim, that to him there's no difference between a lamden gadol and a adam shebepshutim. The same Melech HaMashiach, which is going to teach Torah to the Avos, to Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to have a shir with the simple Anoshim Pshutim. Mashiach will teach V'yilamit Kol Ha'om Torah. He's going to teach Torah to the entire nation. Meaning by Mashiach, the whole union of Mashiach is Bittul. And this Bittul comes from his ancestor, his Zayda, David HaMelech, V'avdi David Nosi Lahem Lo'ilam. That David's quality is the fact that he's Avdi David, he's the Eved Hashem, he's Hashem's servant, which Inyan of Eved shows on the Inyan of Bittul. So Bittul and Anivus is the Inyan of Moshiach, Gaiva, Yeshus, is the Inyan of Golos, is the Inyan of Hepech of Geula. Where there's Gaiva, there's Goyla. When there's Bittul, there's Geula. It goes together. Bittul is synonymous with Geula, Gaiva is synonymous with Goyla. Now the question is, how do we work on our Bittul? So the Baal Shem Tov, he gives a very fascinating mashal. It's printed in Keser Shem Tov, page Kuf Lamed Dalet. And it's Ois Reish Lamed Ches. Now, there are two Reish Lamed Cheses, one on page Kuf Lamed Dalet, one on page Kuf Lamed Hey. This is Reish Lamed Ches Aleph. And the Baal Shem Tov gives the following example, story. He says, there was once a Yid that had a coachman that would drive him places. He would sit in the back of the coach, and then he would be driven places. Now, a lot of times when you're in the coach, imagine you're flying on a plane, a lot of times the passenger falls asleep. You hope that the pilot doesn't fall asleep or the coachman, but the passenger, many times he falls asleep, he's resting. That's part of why you have a coachman, that you don't have to deal with the whole tircha. You can either focus on your work or get a good night's sleep, whatever has to get done. So this coachman reached a mountain. Now, if you would be on the bottom of the mountain, and you would tell the person in the coach that we reached a mountain, and he would look up, he would see a mountain. The thing was, in this case, the person in the coach was sleeping when they were at the bottom of the mountain. So for 2 hours, as he's sleeping, the coach is going up the mountain. When they reached the top of the mountain, the mountain was a flat mountain. Now, actually, I think it's one of the 10 wonders of the world. There is a mountain in South Africa. It's called Table Mountain. If I'm not mistaken, that's the name of it. Anyone has ever heard of Table Mountain or Tabletop Mountain? It's basically a flat mountain. For some reason, the Eibishter created it that the top of the mountain is very, very flat. It's like a tabletop. So we made it to the top of the mountain, but a person associates a mountain with a slope. The Balabas wakes up, and the driver tells him, oh, you know that we are on a mountain. But the Balabas says, there can't be we're on a mountain. We're going on a straight path. If we were on a mountain, we would be on a slope. And the driver is trying to convince the Balabas, no, we're on a mountain. No, we're not. We're driving flat. What's the only way that the Balabas will be convinced that he's on a mountain? So one way is if he actually gets out and looks down. but he's staying in the coach. He's not leaving. The only other way is when they reach the other end of the mountain and they start going down. When they start going down the mountain, the guy realizes, hey, I was on a mountain, because all of a sudden he's on a steep slope heading down. Because there's two sides. The slope is on both sides, going up and going down. So while it's true that when he was on top of the mountain, he may not have realized he was on a mountain, but when he goes down, all of a sudden he realizes how high he really was. What is that a mushel to? What's the example? So Baal Shem Tov says, it's very unfortunate that many of us, the way the Eibishter created us, most people do not feel that they are Balei Gaiva. It's just not the way people, I mean, you have people which they enjoy being a Baal Gaiva. They're a Baal Gaiva, they know it, and they think that it's good. Most people, we don't think we're Balei Gaiva. We think that we are regular people. We don't look at ourselves as stuck-up mountain people. The problem is that most of us are also living in a little bit of a denial. We're walking on this flat mountain. We don't even realize how high we really are. Because of our Yetzer Hara, we were sleeping when the mountain was going up. When the carriage was driving up the mountain, we were sleeping. We didn't even realize how bad our gaiva became. It just became, we were sleeping when it happened. We were so caught up in ourselves, in our little world. We didn't realize how much the gaiva has become part of us. And when we open up our eyes, we say, we're not Balei Gaiva. We're not on a mountain. It's a flat mountain, right? You seem to be getting along with people. Everyone is nice. You don't even realize what a Baal Gaiva you've become. How do you deal with the gaiva? Says the Baal Shem Tov. You have to start going down the other side of the mountain. What does that mean? That most of us, we don't think we're Balei Gaiva, but we do know that we can act a little bit more bittle. Even though we don't think we're such Balei Gaiva, but everyone can act a little bit more bittle than they are. Just hold yourself back from saying something, being a little bit more respectful, nice, etc. By acting a little bit more bittle, by lowering, going on down the second half of the mountain, you will come to realize how high on the mountain you were to begin with. The more you continue your journey down the mountain, the more you act in an oifen of bittle, the more you'll come to realize how much gaiva you've had. Because we live in a little bit of a spaced out world. A world where we're building fantasies about our life, which is another fascinating mushel that the Baal Shem Tov says in Keser Shem Tov, which is Ois Tav Chof Aleph. He's bringing a mushel of that there are different types of people. You have certain people that they fall off their madrega and they don't daven to go up. Other people, they fall off their madrega and they daven to go up. And another person lives in such denial, he doesn't even realize how low he is. Or in our case, how high, how a Baal Gaiva he is. And he brings a mushel of that there was this lady that got an egg. And she started dreaming to herself how rich she's going to become from this egg. She's not going to go boil this egg and have breakfast. She's going to become rich. How is she going to become rich? Because she's going to put this egg under a friend's hen or rooster. This egg is going to hatch. And we have another chicken. That chicken's going to have eggs. And they're all going to hatch. And before she knew it, she's going to be selling eggs and having chickens and having a farm. And she's going to become a very wealthy woman. As she's spacing out and living in this fantasy of what's going to happen with this egg, the egg falls out of her hand and splatters, so she doesn't have breakfast or her dreams. You live in such a world that you don't even realize what you're doing. You don't even realize where you are. And unfortunately, in Golos, unfortunately, we have that about our gaiva, which is the antithesis of what Gula is. Gula is bittel. Gula is Oniveroichev Alachamor. Gula is David Avdi. And we have to work on ourselves. Even if we don't realize how high we've become, work on yourself. Start heading down the mountain the other way. You're going to see how high you were in a mountain. from before.